Title: China Proposed Draft Implementing Rules for Human Genetic Resources Management. Content: On March 21, 2022, the Ministry of Science and Technology of the People's Republic of China published the Implementing Rules for Human Genetic Resources Management, draft for comment, the draft rules, to solicit public comments therefore. The comment period will open until April 21, 2022. Previously, on May 28, 2019, the State Council of China promulgated the Regulations of the People's Republic of China on Human Genetic Resources Management, which became effective on July 1, 2019. Subsequently, the Biosecurity Law of the People's Republic of China became effective on April 15, 2021. These laws and regulations have formed the regulatory framework for the protection of human genetic resources in China, but additional implementing rules and guidelines, such as those set forth in the draft rules, are needed to supplement such laws and regulations. The draft rules consist of 122 articles that are organized in 7 chapters. The 7 chapters are: 1. General principles, 2. Overall requirements, 3. Investigations, registration and data backup, 4. Administrative permit, filing and security review, 5. Supervision and inspection, 6. Administrative penalty, and 7. Ancillary provisions. In this and subsequent blog post, we will discuss a few highlights of the draft rules. Scope of application. Article 2 of the draft rules sets forth the scope of application for the draft rules. Pursuant to this article, the draft rules shall apply to the collection, conservation, use, and provision abroad of China's human genetic resources, the activities. Article 2 further explains that human genetic resources include human genetic resource materials and human genetic resource information. The former refers to organs, tissues, cells, and other genetic materials containing human genome, genes, and other genetic materials, and the latter refers to the human genes, genomic data, and other information materials generated by the use of human genetic resources materials. Permitted Entities. Chapter 2 of the draft rules has imposed a number of general requirements on the activities. Notably, Article 11 requires that the activities shall only be conducted by China's scientific research institutions, higher education institutions, medical institutions and enterprises, and that organizations, individuals and institutions established or actually controlled by foreign organizations, individuals and institutions shall not conduct the activities. Article 12 further defines what constitutes actual control in Article 11, i.e. an entity in which foreign organizations or individuals hold or indirectly hold more than 50% of the shares, equity, voting rights, property interests or other similar interests, although foreign organizations or individuals hold or indirectly hold less than 50% of the shares, equity, voting rights, property interests or other similar interests, but the voting rights or other interests they have are sufficient to have a significant impact on the decision-making and internal management of the institution. Foreign organizations or individuals, through agreements or other arrangements, can exert significant influence on the institution's decision-making, business management, and other major matters. Other circumstances as determined by the Ministry of Science and Technology. The above subsection, 3, can be interpreted to mean that variable interest entities incorporated in China that are controlled, through a suite of agreements, by foreign parent companies, the VIE entities, may be treated as being actually controlled by foreign institutions, and are thus prohibited from conducting the activities. It is possible that this is the legislative intent here, as the PRC government has previously in other circumstances treated VIE entities as foreign entities that would need to seek approval that domestic entities are not required to seek. However, it remains to be seen whether this will actually be the case in practice. Based on above subsections, I, and, 2, an entity in which foreign institutions or individuals hold less than 50% of the shares, equity or other similar interests, and do not have any voting power or other rights or interests that would enable them to influence the decision-making, management, or operations of such entity, the permitted entity, may be